Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Bly is here. Bob is back. Yeah, how about that, folks? 16 years he's been hanging out with us as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the galactic guru of copywriting. He has been doing this now for decades. He is the author of his new book that we're going to talk about today is his centennial book, his 100th book. Folks, think about that. Do you know how many people have written 100 books? You could probably sit around a four-topper at a restaurant. I mean, 100 books? Who's ever heard of something like that? Well, we have, because we've helped him launch almost, not all of them, but a whole bunch of them. He's our good friend, Bob Bly. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back, Jim.
You're always welcome here. So in the last 16 years, how many books have you written in the last 16 years?
Usually, I didn't count exactly, but in the last 16, probably between 30 and 35.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not going to say we've launched all those, because I tried to. But you just might not have gotten back to me. But folks, I'm looking at a stack of books here. Well, you can imagine the wheelbarrow that I had to use to get them in here. Magnetic Selling, Foolproof Marketing. That's one of his Bibles, folks. Charles Proteus Steinmetz is an amazing book on the Electric Wizard of Schenectady, the Digital Marketing Handbook, a step-by-step guide, but then the new one, this 100th book, The Big Book of Words That Sell. Tell us about it.
I work with a lot of clients. I get contacted by a lot of copywriters, product managers, and they say, I know what I want to say, but what's the best way to say it? And what they're trying to think of has already been written dozens of times by me
right. And
dozens of other copywriters. So why should they have to reinvent the wheel? So I put all the phrases that they need to say and describe what they want to say in an organized handbook so they can just look it up.
Is this book going to put you out of business?
No, but that's funny. People always say, for example, well, AI software put us out of business, and obviously the answer is no.
No, that's exactly
at least
right.
Not in my lifetime.
Right, exactly. So words matter. That's one of the things that I learned a long time ago. And as you know, I'm a grizzled old salesman, and I've tried to become a good wordsmith in my life. I've tried to learn how to tell stories. I've tried to get people to engage with me, to do business with me, and the fact that I'm still here doing what I do, I guess that means that I've been successful on some level. But words do matter, don't they?
Yeah, there was a vocabulary building course advertised on radio here in NJ, and I remember a line from it. I'll never forget. People judge you by the words you use.
Huh. Interesting. What do you think? Now, so when you say the words you use, you mean the way you frame your sentences, the way you – The way you come across to them, your level of erudition, your vocabulary.
Well,
what do you think?
It's the opposite. It's the opposite. The impact of, and we're talking about. I'm talking about for writing. They were talking about for speaking.
Oh, okay.
For writing, it's saying what you want to say in a precise, clear, and fresh way, but not in an erudite way. You know, we are virtually always better with small, short, simple words than big, long, pompous.
Well, when I say erudite, I didn't mean when I think of erudite, I think of somebody who speaks and writes intelligently in a way that demonstrates without trying to be intimidating or pompous or anything or pretentious. I think of that as being somebody who's well spoken.
Well-spoken and intelligent are valuable. If I had to put something at the top of the list above them, writing in plain, simple language that people use every day.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, as I've written over the years, from time to time, you know, when in my in my in my syndication, I've had editors who wanted to edit my stuff, and I'd tell them, you know, you can't edit my stuff because you're trying to edit my voice. They weren't editing. They didn't know anything about my topic, but they tried to edit my voice, and I wouldn't let them do it. I said, no, you can't edit my voice. My voice is what people, you know, words are you. We all use the same words, but my voice is different. What do you think?
Yes, you want each of us has our own voice. Though when I am writing, I'm a copywriter. When I'm writing for a client, it's got to be in their voice.
Their voice. That's exactly right. And let's talk about voice, because a lot of people who aren't writers, people who don't, and I think once you talk about it, they'll get it. It is important to understand that the written word comes across in a voice. Tell us about that.
Well, for example, I have a client. They're one of my biggest clients. That is a dietary supplement maker in Europe, and the head of it, who I've become friendly with, very big successful company, is a biochemist. So he doesn't write in a pompous way, but his style it sounds scientific,
right?
Not like hype. And a lot of
it's in their vernacular, isn't it?
Yeah, but more than that, it sounds like it's coming from like you said, an intelligent person who knows what he is talking about.
Mm-hmm. And he gives you confidence. When you even if you don't understand everything he says, you feel confident that you can count on him.
Yeah, that's actually a copywriting technique called false logic. The reader, if you sound like you know what you're talking about, the reader will be persuaded even if they don't themselves fully understand it.
Mm-hmm. And these are some of the skills of communicating, aren't they, that are important? What words to use, how to use them, how to frame the words, how to put a voice to the word, how to make sure the voice it has to be, as you say, if you're writing for someone else, it needs to be in their word, in their voice. But if you're writing for yourself, it also needs to be in a voice that your audience will get.
Yeah, for example, I publish a weekly e-newsletter that is my own, are my thoughts.
Right.
And I have a voice for that. And that's a very definite, tangible, voice that I could explain and identify. And I couldn't have someone else do it. People say, oh, I'll write a blog post for you. This happens all the time now. And I say, I really don't want it.
Exactly. Yeah. Bob, I need your website again, please.
www.bly.com.
All right. Stand by, folks. We're going to be right back with Bob Bly. His new book is called The Big Book of Words That Sell. It's his centennial book, 100 books. Imagine that, folks. Bob Bly, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.